My next guest has been well known for years as a legal analyst, TV host, and before that, victim rights advocate through work in the media as well as the courts in her prior life. She's also a best-selling mystery writer whose books have launched a TV movie series on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Rather than the sensationalistic and extreme, her lead character, Haley Dean, winds up facing realistic situations that I think draw you quickly into the story. A lot of that with the quality writing that comes into play, too. The latest example premieres later tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. It's called Haley Dean Mysteries, A Will to Kill, which also draws Haley to long-sought-after personal answers. Here with the preview is the creator of all this. She's also the creator of the crime website, crimeonline.com, co-host of Grace vs. Abrams on A&E, Nancy Grace. How are you today, Nancy?
Well, good morning, Chris. How are you?
It is terrific to have you here. Let me give you a listing of the website to find out more if you are one of those just have something missing from your life. You've never been a part of the Haley Dean Mysteries. You can find more about this at HallmarkMoviesAndMysteries.com. And, of course, Nancy's other website, CrimeOnline.com. So give us a lowdown on A Will to Kill. What has Haley got to face this time around?
Well, this time around, of course, Haley is embroiled. You know what, Chris? Don't get around Haley Dean. Because when you're around her, people drop like flies, and you may be the next one. Haley Dean is embroiled, of course, in a murder case. And as part of it, she is reinvestigating the shooting death of her fiancé, Will. She was an undergraduate and had just gotten out and was pursuing a life with Will when he was gunned down. It's been very difficult for her to face it. The case has always remained unsolved, so now it's basically a cold case. She went on to become a prosecutor and put away the bad guys, ultimately leaving that to go to her first love at being a counselor, a psychologist. And as part of that, she is unraveling in her own mind what happened to Will the night he was murdered.
Now, this sounds, for those who know your story, sort of like a close cousin to Haley's story. Was Haley, how much of you is Haley?
Well, Chris, I've got to be honest about this. Haley is patterned after what I went through following my fiancé's murder. At the time, I was in school studying Shakespearean literature and was very, very happy at the prospect of teaching literature at a university level. That was my goal. When my fiancé, Keith, was murdered. And I grew up in a very rural area with two loving parents in a very lower to middle class area. And we didn't know anything about crime or hate or conflict. Everybody was just scrapping. My dad worked on the railroad. My mom worked her way up to being a CFO at a canning company. And, you know, we were in school. We never thought about violence or crime. So when Keith was murdered, just out of the blue, It was an earth-shattering event for me. His world ended, and my world exploded. I said often it felt like I stepped off the world and looked back, and to my shock, it kept spinning as if nothing had even happened. And that's my first introduction, my first brush with crime.
You know,
Haley's backstory is patterned after that.
In a situation like that, I'm just from the outside looking in, but you would certainly know better than me. And I'm thinking of this too because we see, in the light of the two most recent celebrity suicides, there is a rise in suicides. And something that happens, or something like in your life happens, there's no middle ground. You either collapse and fall in within yourself, or you become a fighter more than you ever thought you were able to become a fighter. What was the switch that kept you from collapsing and becoming the fighter?
You know what, Chris? There's only one explanation, because I had no regard for my life. I didn't care if I lived or died. And that's really exemplified as my life went on. I dropped out of school. I lost down to about 89 pounds. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't stand to hear the TV, the radio, music. My mom even stopped the clocks in our house because I couldn't stand to hear them ticking. And I some point decided to go back to school, to go to law school. I forever put aside my studies of Shakespearean literature with the focus of helping other crime victims and putting the bad guys away. There's only one explanation. Somehow, in the depth of all that sorrow, the Lord touched my life and somehow pulled me out or away from, I can't say that I haven't slipped back into it at times, that dark abyss. Not just losing someone, but losing someone in such a violent and unexplainable way, and a whole life reshaping, because I knew nothing about crime. I didn't even realize it existed at that young age. And it completely changed my life. I could not have done it on my own. It had to be a divine intervention. There's just really no other way to explain it.
Oh, and Nancy Grace, her new Haley Dean mystery, A Will to Kill, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, hallmarkmoviesandmysteries.com. Nancy's website as well, crimeonline.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I remember over the years talking with Robert B. Parker, had his character Spencer made into a TV series back in the 80s, and he hated it. He gave up control, and he just, till the day he died, every time if I wanted to get him, I could just mention Spencer Ferrier, and he would just go on a rampage. You're executive producer of Haley Dean Mysteries. How well did you make sure Haley translated from page to screen?
Well, I tell you, I tried very, very hard, and I'm still trying. This is an ongoing series. Will to Kill, the movie airing Sunday night at 9 Eastern on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, is the third of a summer mystery movie stunt. And it's where we've examined what is motivating Haley and who murdered Will. She, as a former prosecutor, is always solving mysteries. But these three movies, and this culminates on Sunday night, deal with her personally. And I've tried really hard to keep Haley Dean true to who was in the novels. And I'm almost through with the fourth novel right now. What we do is come up with original ideas, because it takes me a really long time to write a book.
Yeah.
But I come up with original screenplay ideas with an awesome team. And we go back and forth and back and forth on original ideas for Haley. And I really kind of try to keep her true to what's in the book. And, I mean, you couldn't ask for anyone better than Kelly Martin.
Oh,
who
God,
plays
no.
Haley Dean on the screen.
I mean, she is fantastic. And the writing, too, I referred to in the introduction. It made me think back when I'm watching the Haley Dean mysteries to the old NBC crime anthology series on Sunday nights, Columbo, McMillan and the Wife, McCloud. It's that type of quality writing, I think, that really brings the viewer into the story in a believable way, as opposed to, you and I see the TV shows that take us so far to the extreme that, you know, there's no reality to some of those shows. The Haley Dean plots, you watch it and you think, you know, this is possible.
I love them. I really love them. And it's funny you said that. That's a huge compliment. You know, I loved my father. I still consider my dad my soulmate on this earth. He passed away a couple of years ago. One of his faves was Columbo. One of my faves is Murder, She Wrote. I still watch the reruns, and we watch Columbo, too. The children watch it with me because it's a mind game. It's a mind mystery. On Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, what I love, Chris, is my children watch it with me, and I don't have to worry about ugly words or gore or unnecessary blood and guts and slice and dice. It's a mind mystery. And it's in the genre of, dare I even say, Agatha Christie or Alfred Hitchcock, where it's suspense and mystery, and I love it. And I don't have to mute it. That's why I love Hallmark, because it's a family network, and it's all about fantastic programming that you don't have to change a channel when your children walk through the room. I don't want that on in my home. I waited all this time to have children after my fiancé was murdered. It took me over 20 years before I could let myself marry again. And I finally have them, and there is no way in H-E-double-L I'm going to have stuff on TV that I don't want them to see. And I am so proud of partnering with Hallmark. And I'm just thrilled with the Haley Dean Mysteries. And I got to tell you, Chris, I was not all into exploring Will's murder because it really hit close to home. But I got into it. We started doing it because the viewers wanted it. And I'm so proud of it now.
As well you should be. And I'm sure you listening, if you haven't been a part of the viewers of Haley Dean Mysteries, this it's never too late to start, and you can always catch up as well. Haley Dean Mysteries, A Will to Kill, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Learn more at hallmarkmoviesandmysteries.com. Nancy's website, crimeonline.com. Be sure to catch Grace versus Abrams on A&E as well. Nancy, Grace, thanks for being here.